The one team that's going to get here late because they don't play until the last game against Collingwood is the Hawks. And Sam Frost, star Hawk defender, has been good enough to give us a bit of his time. Sam, welcome back to the show. Great to have you back on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. No, it's good to have a chat.
I want to talk positives with you, but I have to just throw a negative up first up because it's hard to avoid. You guys can't take a trick at the moment, injury-wise.
Yeah, I know. It's been a frustrating few months with a few key players getting hurt along the way. But, you just got to roll with the punches sometimes. We've got some good young talent that are ready to go. So
what do you do there? Does Sam mention it? Because continuity is one thing. You've got a different mix forward of the ball all the time. So when you're bringing the ball out of the back line, when you've got Mitch Lewis there, you've got a focal point. Well, it's changed so much in regards to who you had last year even, let alone who you started this year with and don't have now with Mitch Lewis and Nick Watson out.
Yeah, look, we probably haven't really talked about it much this week, to be honest. Obviously, we check in with those guys that are hurt and get an idea of their time frame. But Marbio's really, really stepped up in the last few weeks. So he gives us a good target up forward, and Gunston can come back in, and Max Ramsden's been playing some really good footy and has come a long way with his contested aerial stuff. So, yeah, look, it's not something we dwell on really, but we just, it's the next man up sort of mentality, and hopefully those guys can deliver.
Yeah, what's your game when you played the two games against the Dogs at the Witten Oval before your community series game? And Max looks like he's got what it takes. I know he played, one game last year. He seems to sort of fill me with a bit of confidence when he plays, but he doesn't play all that often. How's he looking then?
He's looking really good. I think he'll surprise a few people, to be honest. He's a real rangy type, likes to jump at the ball, but he's hungry for a game. So he's actually one of the more difficult guys to compete with at training because he really wants to get to the level. And he's doing some really good stuff. And in the space of sort of 18 months, he's really, really improved. So I'm looking forward to seeing him get a run this year, whenever that may be. But I think he's gonna surprise a few people.
Is Sunday more about what you do to try and get your game? I know Sam's been experimenting with stuff. We all know the kick mark thing didn't work for the first quarter, but hey, at least you tried something. Are you still experimenting with what's best for you guys, as opposed to sort of looking at what's going to be Collingwood?
Yeah, I think we'll focus more on us going forward. Yeah, we tried a couple of things against Melbourne and it didn't really suit our game style and our DNA. So yeah, look, we'll be getting back to a bit more of our DNA, I think, from now on. Obviously you shuffle a few things depending on your opposition, but yeah, we like to try and stick to our brand from here on out, I think, and not focus too much on Oppo within reason.
And without giving too much away, your brand is biting off the inside kick, being aggressive with your ball movement corridor if you can.
Yeah, we want to be attacking and we want to be exciting to watch. We want to be a high-scoring team, which we haven't been able to deliver so far this year. But that's the brand we're trying to build. And, we'd like to be a high-pressure team as well, which is going to be really important over the next few weeks in particular.
And have you Josh Weddle and Cenku Jath all played in the one team yet together?
That is a good question, actually.
You're going to be good when you do, aren't you?
Oh, it's something I look forward to. Yeah, I think CJ is tracking pretty well. I think he might be in a few drills next week. So we'll hopefully see him back out there really soon. It's an exciting mix of young talent coming through. So it's we're in a really good spot from the list point of view. We get a few of those injuries back on track, and it's exciting times.
Yeah, so getting the ball from defensive 50 to attacking 50. Some teams do like to kick it. Some teams do like to run it. If you've got good ball users, obviously the kick's a good option if it's a play-on kind of kick. What's your method when you get the ball in your hands? Is it to run and hand, try and move it by hands, or is it to run and use the kick inside?
Me personally or the team?
Yeah, well, both. I presume you've got to stick to the plan, or does Sam give you a license to just virtually do what you want to do and trust your decision-making?
Yeah, look, as a team, we want to try and attack as best as possible without, taking too much risk. What we're trying to do is basically do what's going to give us the best chance to score from that point without, opening ourselves up to be scored against. Mm. So, he lets you make the decision, and we just train that through the summer like every other team trains the way they want to attack. But, yeah, you've got a fair bit of freedom, and the main message is just play to your strengths. So Josh Weddle, he's got full license to take the game on, and not many guys can catch him, so he's never going to be criticised for getting caught holding the ball if he was doing what's best for the team at the time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. And your entries into 50, do you like to get them deep? Or seems like a lot of teams are more content these days to take that shallow inside 50, 40 from goal. If there's a hit up target, just go for that rather than pump the deep one in.
Yeah, I think what we want to have going inside 50 is just multiple options for the kicker. So, you know, we're not trying to go long and deep too many times. You just become a little bit predictable. But by lowering your eyes at times, kicking offline at times, and sometimes just going direct, you keep the defense honest. So, yeah, it's really more about just having you know a few options for the kicker and making sure that guys are engaging their defenders inside 50.
Everyone listening to this interview right now is waiting for me to ask the Ginnivan question, Sam. So here it comes. How's he being umpired at the moment?
Look, I think it's been a big talking point this week, and it's obviously nice to hear the AFL come out and admit that a couple of them should have been paid. But look, I don't envy the umpires at all. It's a difficult job, and I think, you know, if you look at Ginny's Instagram post, I think he can see the sort of humorous side in what's happened, and not take himself too seriously. So, yeah, I think it sits pretty well by the end of that round, as the AFL have commented on it. And look, Ginny's all right. He's got a big profile, and he's made a name for himself doing that sort of stuff, lifting the arm and whatnot. But yeah, it is nice to see it's being looked at and taken seriously. So yeah, he's fine.
Has he been asked this week to modify his behaviour a little? That sort of that lean in and drop kind of one is the one that upsets everybody, as opposed to the ones where he deserves them and doesn't get them.
I wouldn't have thought so. And look, unless he's had conversations that I'm not aware of, which he may have, but I doubt it. Look, he's a talented guy, and you know, he obviously thinks quick enough to be able to do that in the moment, which is something that I definitely couldn't do. So, I think we'll let him keep playing the way he wants to play, and he brings a lot to our group and our forward line. So no, we're really happy with how he's going.
What's it like having a guy who every time he combs his hair, it gets a headline?
Yeah, it's different. Although we haven't had, you know, Sis obviously gets a little bit of attention as captain, and outside of that though, we don't have too many massive profile guys, maybe CJ, but yeah, so it's been a bit different for our young group, I think, to have someone like that around. And it was crazy when he got to the club, just the amount of interest and attention. But he's a really lovable character, and you know, we love having him around, and he's his personality's great for our group. He's a good fit, he's a hard worker, and he's super talented. So yeah, we couldn't really ask for more from him.
Yeah, it's been good, and apparently it's been really good. I mean, injecting enthusiasm into the group, which you need those guys, don't you? You need guys who are keeping footy fun during the week, not just on match day.
Yeah, that's right. He brings a huge amount of energy. Brings it to training. He brings it on game day. The way he celebrates, which you know, maybe something we've been lacking in our group. So if we can all get on board with that and build some momentum, it's only going to be good for us. So yeah, like you said, his enthusiasm is unreal, and it makes the place a lot of fun.
Talking to Sam Frost, our Hawthorn defender. Before I let you go, Sam, what was the rain delay like? What did you do during it? Was it weird? Was it okay? How did you find it?
It was okay. I hadn't had a rotation, so I was pretty happy to put my feet up for 40 minutes, to be honest with you. But look, it's a strange time, but obviously in the best interest of everyone's health and safety. Probably lucky I had a lightning delay around 1:2014 up in Sydney. So I was not that it's ever going to be normal, but I'd at least been through it before. Look, it was fine. Our group were pretty positive, and we had some music going and had a bit of a laugh, so it was no worries.
Did you see the lightning?
I didn't see any, no. No, I heard it was about, but no, I didn't see any.
And you don't get rotated much, do you? You're one of those that does spend sometimes close to 100% of game time?
Yeah. This season I've been feeling pretty good physically and able to get back up to those high numbers. The last couple of years, I was probably mid to high 80s and now playing back mid to high 90s, which is nice. Yeah, I like being able to run out games like that, and you know, I can get one when I need one. But yeah, I've been feeling physically quite good.
A few people are suggesting we still should actually reduce interchange. Where are you at with that one?
No opinion, to be honest. When they reduced it the very first time, I thought, oh, this is going to make the game a whole lot more difficult, and you know, you just get used to things. So it's not something that fazes me, to be honest. Oh, I think it's good where it is, but
yeah. And when are you getting to Adelaide? When do you guys get here, given you play the last game?
Friday evening, so we'll do some fan engagement stuff. I think Saturday morning, and then have a little run around and a kick at Glenelg Oval Saturday afternoon, and yeah, then game day Sunday. So it should be a good trip. Really looking forward to it. I think Gather Round was great last year, and I can imagine with a bit more time to prepare, it's only going to be better this year. So it's an exciting weekend.
Great to have you, Sam. Really appreciate the chat. Thanks for jumping on, and we'll see you when you get here.
Awesome. Thanks, Shane. Good to chat.
Sam Frost, Hawthorn star defender, joining us.